What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of
Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
My name is Angel Lakita Moore, also known as The Chick Angel, also known as Angel Tanksley. I'm one of the hosts of this podcast, and I'm joined by my husband of 14 years, the other host of the podcast. Tell him who you are, baby.
I am Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, a.k.a. Mark Saint on the Gram, a.k.a. Heifer. Of Tank's Heifers. All of that jazz. Caramel Macchiato. Kev called me that.
Oh, well, that's
And it caught
fitting.
On. Yeah. It's fitting. Anyhow, I'm the other host. Ain't I?
You tasty.
Who you telling, girl? I'm trying to tell you. Girl, go on and get your tape. Anyway, this is our weekly podcast. We do this every week. We've done this every week for going on the second year.
Yep. I mean, the podcast has been long.
It's been longer. We've done this for how long? 4, 5 years?
We've done this for 6 years.
6 years.
Yeah.
How about that?
That's 6 years. So this podcast, we talk about any and everything. It's literally you're getting the perspective of this crazy couple that is me and Marcus on any topic that we so see fit. We want to give a shout out to the brands that are sponsoring this podcast today.
Absolutely.
We have two that are taking us out of the 2021, even though we have one more episode. Tell them who they are, baby.
They are Every Plate.
Plates.
And Monk Pack.
Monk Pack. Actually, got some Monk Pack right here, too. We're going to tell you more.
I was going to say, I ate that.
No, I got it right here. We're going to tell you more about our sponsors later on, and we would love it if you could check them out. Let them know we sent you. Because when you check them out, it helps us in this podcast.
Absolutely.
We also have the people that have been riding with us all year long. All pandemic long. We call them our immediate family. Mm-hmm. We call them Angel Wings, Tanks Riders, them Heifers. Cy called them fans yesterday. I said, oh my God. They are our Patreon members. They are watching this live. They have a live chat going that me and Marcus are able to see and participate in. If you would like to see us film this podcast live, feel free to join our Patreon at www.patreon.com/thatchickangel for the low of $5. There's also other benefits. They got to see, which I haven't put up the recipe yet, me and the boys make my amazing chocolate chip cookies, and they're going to get the recipe for it. They also got to see us do gingerbread houses, which was hysterical.
Yeah.
So there are other little treats that they get to participate in.
Mm-hmm.
So as we are getting ready to close out the year, what are you looking at? What? I thought you were about to kiss me.
Nah, no, I was looking at that piercing removal.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Like you just got a hole in your nose.
Oh, we'll talk about that in a little bit. As we get ready to close out this year, I know what we're going to talk about, but let's figure out how we're going to jumpstart the podcast.
We're going to talk about either... you talking about between...
Mm-hmm.
We do a segment, one of two segments, either In My Feelings, when we talk about what's got you some feeling some type of way, got you feeling good. And then the other segment is Tank's Rider. Oh, shoot.
Are you okay?
Hey. Are you?
I am.
The other segment is called Tanksley Pride.
No, but are you okay?
Yeah, are you?
Yes, I'm fine. I'm asking because... your brain just shut off.
Okay, you always does that sometimes.
Why are you getting defensive?
Can I make a mistake? God dang, get up off me. You all up in here with yours.
And then why you say that word that I got to now edit out?
314.
I'm over here trying to check on you.
Yeah, I'm all right.
Why are you talking to me?
I just said, yeah, I'm all right.
That's not how you said it.
Y'all, this is this right here.
No, the Patreon, no. I said, are you okay? Are you okay?
Because I stumbled over some words. God dang.
That's not why.
Because I still what?
No, I'm looking at your posture, everything. I'm just making
sure. I'm leaning in.
Okay, it was no reason to take offense to
it. Oh my gosh. All right. Anyhow, let's talk about In My Feelings. Take it off. Go ahead.
Oh, In My Feelings. You, right now. I was really trying to be concerned. I was truly... in that moment, being like, hey, let me check in.
Yeah, my girl. I said, I'm all right.
It was it wasn't the, yeah, I'm all right, that was the issue.
Yes, Angel, I'm fine. Thank you for asking.
Is that you feel like those are the
no, the second one was fake. The other one was real. There yeah, I'm alright.
There is a middle ground. You could have just been like,
she ain't concerned. Don't y'all be talking about
shit. No, I was.
Angel, I'm perfectly fine.
Okay, babe. I'm just saying there was a middle
ground. In this moment, that's almost somebody telling you, hey, calm down. When you ain't flipping off and that makes you flip out.
But calm down. You were.
I'm okay.
This is all I'm going to say. Is that when I asked you, you could have literally been like, no, I'm fine. Instead, you said, I'm okay. Are you okay? As if.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda. That ain't me to be like, yes, I'm fine.
If
I said, yes, I'm fine, you would have been like, no, what's wrong for real?
No. That's what's got me in my feelings, because I was really showing concern and you turned it into being unnecessarily harsh with me. I was really actually trying to check in.
I'm fine.
Okay.
Ain't nothing wrong with me.
Okay.
Anyhow, goodness gracious. Is it time for a ad yet?
No, Marcus.
Gosh, I'm feeling fine, y'all. What's got me in my feelings? The holidays still don't seem like the holidays. That's what's got me in my feelings. There's been a lot going on. I went to the last show in Atlanta, the tour. My schedule's off. I don't like it. But I am looking forward to the holidays.
I'm confused. You said the holidays don't feel like the holidays.
I'm still looking forward to them.
No. I'm saying this is for your feeling some type of way, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I was about to ask, go further into it. Like, what do you wish was happening for it to feel more like
that? I wish the schedule felt normal. I was about to get into that.
Okay. I was just being involved in your conversation.
It just don't feel like, I don't know. I guess everything's off because I was out of town last week and Christmas feel like it just snuck up on me. I keep thinking it's like in the middle of this week, but I got to remember I got in with Christmas Saturday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got until Saturday, technically Friday, because that's Christmas Eve and that's almost like Christmas, except stuff is open for a couple hours.
Is Christmas on Saturday?
I don't know, Friday or Saturday.
I don't know what day Christmas is on, to be honest. What day is Christmas on?
Yeah, Saturday.
Saturday. Okay, go ahead.
So that's the only thing that I'm like, I didn't get Christmas last year. I ain't had Christmas in 2019. Mm-hmm. That's what sucks. For y'all that don't know, I had COVID. Last day at work was the 18th. Found out I had COVID on the 23rd. And I was pissed.
Yeah.
So this year, I'm like, I just want stuff to get back to just a little bit of normal. And they still don't feel that way 100%. Of course, the new normal, I think, is here.
So do you feel like you would feel better if you were able to, like, wait and shop later? Like, what are the things?
That's I feel like I wish I had more time leading up to Christmas. You know, like, versus, like, last weekend being gone and then coming back and then still having to do the normal stuff and catch up. And then, you know, we got things going on this week that's kind of we losing a day or two.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only thing. Just schedule. Like I said, the schedule seems a little off. What about you? What's got you in your? What's got you feeling good? Since you flustered.
Yes, you did. You definitely had me over here feeling very frustrated.
Amazon. Nisha said, Amazon. Hey, don't you trust them, Amazon? If you order in today, don't you trust them, Amazon packages to get there by Christmas? Even if it says it's going to get here tomorrow or Thursday or Friday, don't trust that because they're trying to deliver everybody's stuff at the same time.
What's got me feeling good is that I think I was able to get all of my Christmas shopping done today. It took a lot of work today to get done. I was exhausted. You hear me? But I feel like I got everything that I wanted to get. I still want to get some clothes for the boys, but that's something I feel like that can happen easily. I wanted to make sure I had something for you because the two main things that I had planned on getting you fell through. one of the things that I had planned on getting Marcus as a Christmas gift, do you mind if I tell him the big thing?
Okay.
Was this car he had been looking at. Y'all saw it in the vlog. I felt like he had lost his mind. He talked to me about
Fleet. That's what I'm working on.
He talked to me about the numbers that he was looking at, and I was like, okay, we, because of taxes, need to spend some money. So I was just like, you know what, let's do it, and it'll be fine. Well, I call the man selling the car behind Marcus's back. I get the numbers from him. They do not sound like the numbers Marcus gave me. And I guess the big reason why I'll get the car. Marcus's whole logic was, you know, the car will be worth more than what we purchase it for. Yeah. So I was like, okay, we basically, as Marcus will always say, this is investment. Cars can typically be a lot easier to liquidate your money really fast. Like, you can go from the money being in the car to the money being in your hand quickly by selling it. So we put, you know, 10 grand on a car, but the car is worth 30,000. That's, you know, $20,000 we could easily make on the investment like that. Well, when
depending on the car, you can't do it with any car.
Specifically talking about this car.
Yeah, I'm just saying in general.
So when I got the numbers from the dude, there was barely any type of like money that would be made.
Yeah.
And it was going to be a bigger investment. Like, the initial was the same, but like, the more you put in, I was just like, this is a lot over time.
Yeah.
So
I ended up going to talk to him.
Because I told him,
I
told him, I said, listen, I don't know if Marcus knows these numbers. He was like, no, I think he does. I was like, well, you know what? I don't think he does. So is there a way for you all to have a conversation without him knowing you talk to me for us to be on the same page? So then Marcus goes to talk to him.
Yeah, I go talk to him and we start talking through everything in detail.
And
the numbers that he was coming out, I'm like, this ain't what we talked about. But when he started breaking everything down in extreme detail, because it was basically the car is here, everything that you need to get the car going the way you want is right there. This is what I have into it. That's all I'm looking for back. Perfect. But then he started, I sat down and talked detail, he was like, well, you don't really need, you don't, other than like the interior, you don't want any of that. Now I got this engine and then I got this transmission and I got this rear end. And I'm like, this ain't what we talked about before. So it's very close to actually my dream car. If it was that dream, my dream car, I would go all the way in, because that would still be worth it. But this car, I'm like, nah, can't do it.
So I had that, I had it planned. I was really excited. Marcus finally, what was it, last week? I think last week, I had talked to him about a month ago. So I had just been waiting for Marcus to have the conversation with him to see if maybe they had a meeting of the mind, and he was able to be like, hey, no, I don't want this stuff, so the price would come back down. Then I was going to jump on it and get it as a gift. But then when Marcus came home and was like, yeah, that car ain't going to be able to happen, da-da-da-da. So that's when I told him. I said, I already knew these numbers. I said, I knew these a while ago. This was going to be your Christmas gift.
Because he even changed what he was doing to the car and everything. I'm like, this man, what?
Yeah. Because I got the number from Tahir. Because I was like, I don't even remember this man's name.
Yeah, I figured you did.
So that fell through. That was like gonna be like the big ta-da. Then this other idea, it was just a miscommunication, and I'll take complete blame for it on my end, of this talking it out with the person that whose help I needed. So when I realized nothing had been done, I was like, well, that's not gonna happen. All right, let's go to the mall. So, yeah. Can you hear me my drink?
I I went Christmas shopping. It's not that I finished. I just spent enough money. I said, well, ain't nothing else getting bought this year. Literally. I was like, this is it. Did you finish? No, but I crossed the finish line.
Yes.
Meaning that threshold of money that I'm willing to spend at one time. I'm like, yeah, ain't nothing else getting bought.
Ain't nothing else. But what has kept us being able to make these big purchases is EveryPlate. EveryPlate is America's best value meal kit. Okay, you are able to get all these amazing, amazing meals at the cost of about $1.79 per meal. We have been able to use this EveryPlate, especially while we've been on tour, to be able to feed our family and not feel like the boys have to eat out or get delivery every single freaking day.
Keeps me off the grill.
It keeps you off the grill.
Yeah, in a good way.
What's great is I love the, it comes with like a recipe card, right? And I love being able to show the boys the recipe cards and then they choose what they want to eat. And I can also, when they come out with, prior to the week of your delivery, they come out with the different meals that are available that week. And so you can choose. So, you know, my family doesn't eat beef or pork. So there's enough options that I'm able to get, you know, chicken meals, seafood meals, pasta-based dishes for the boys and for myself. And then we're able to throw it together. Everything is pre-measured. So the meals come together in about 30 minutes. It's definitely faster than having to go to the grocery store, finding a recipe, and starting a meal from scratch. Again, it's delivered right to your door, and it's 50% cheaper than a meal made from the grocery store ingredients. So, like I said, during the holiday time, when you're spending a little more money because of gifts, you want to try to find a place where you can cut back so you can redirect that money to your holiday gifts. EveryPlate is the company you want to give a whirl, because they're definitely going to help save your pockets from being demolished this holiday season. EveryPlate makes it easy and affordable to cook hearty, delicious, family-pleasing meals. And like I said, they're delicious without being expensive. All right, so this is what we would like you to do. Try EveryPlate for just $1.79 per meal by going to EveryPlate.com and entering code ARGUE179.
ARGUE179.
Get started with EveryPlate for just $1.79 per meal by going to EveryPlate.com and entering code ARGUE179.
ARGUE179.
One more time. That's get started with EveryPlate for just $1.79 per meal by going to EveryPlate.com and entering code ARGUE179.
ARGUE179.
That's up to $104 value. Again, that is EveryPlate, America's best value meal kit. And we thank them for sponsoring today's podcast.
Thank you, EveryPlate.
Okay, so what's got you feeling good?
What's got me feeling good is the tour ended. It's got me feeling great.
You happy?
Yes, very.
Marcus said in the truck on the way home, I feel like we got our girl back.
Yeah. Me and the fellas at the house. Mm-hmm. Tolerating each other.
The sweetest thing, though, was when we got to the house. The older boys came up and hugged me. But that Amar.
Yeah, no, Marcus. All the boys came up. No, three oldest came up, hugged Angel. Then Marcus came and hugged me. The twins walked off. Amar moved his mama out the way and ran up and hugged me. It's like, you've been true to me all these years. Uh-huh. Player, let me go and give you some love.
He said, Daddy.
Yeah.
He was so happy to see his dad. Usually, he gives me the, Mommy, you're home. He usually gives me that. He eventually gave it to me after he gave it to his dad. But I know it had to feel nice to have the baby that you just spent the most time with.
Mm-hmm. Twins, they didn't care.
He was like, two of my kids gave me hugs. The twins were like, oh, yeah, you.
Yeah, you back, ain't you?
Forgot about you. why are you glad that the tour's over?
Because it's a lot. You gone.
Uh-huh.
It's a lot. That's nothing we ever planned on, is being apart that much, that often.
Yeah. What's a lot? The just juggling the kids?
Juggling the kids, you in and out, exhausted when you coming in town. And just feeling like a single dad half the time. Yeah.
I get it. I really do. I know you always like, I used to come home at night, but it would be hard having to like deal, like knowing that if there needed to be a solution during the day, I had to be the one to come up with it because your job just didn't allow you to be able to tap out.
Yeah.
Whenever necessary.
Outside of emergencies or something.
Right. And, you know, that's what you were going through with me being gone is like, I can't just all of a sudden, if I'm in Houston, that's where I'm at. And until I get to California, I can't, like, I can make phone calls.
Yeah.
But, like, I can't be hands on.
But that's not even outside of emergencies. That's period. Like, you gone.
Right. No. No. I mean, like, especially gone far away. Like with yours, it was easier when you were working in the valley because it was the difference between 25, 30 minutes.
Yeah, that last, who was it, the last 4 or 5 months that I was working? That was like out, like literally 90 miles from the house.
Yes. So
without traffic.
It was like
90 miles. I said like that the miles has anything to do with the traffic. What was it like? Without traffic, it was 1 hour and 45 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely empathize for you in but
and that's speeding. But, at night at swing shift I was working.
But I really believed in you. I knew you could do it. As hard as it was. That's one thing I knew. I was like, he can do it.
No, and that was just on us, too. That was a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I'm happy to see that crap gone. I wish you would come at me with something like that again. I might swing at you.
I couldn't go on tour, my own tour?
Mm-mm. Not like it. Not no 138 cities.
It wasn't 138. It was 35, of which I only did like 26. If I was getting paid $50,000 every weekend.
That might change things.
Exactly. It is absolutely all about what is the benefit versus the, what is it? It's pros versus cons, but it's benefit versus risk, I guess. And there was a lot of risk on this one. But for those of y'all, this is not our last podcast. We have another podcast that we're going to, another episode before we end out the year. And the last podcast, I'm going to, and Marcus too, because he has his own insight, going to do a recap of the slightly problematic Take Two tour of what I learned, what I experienced, what we experienced as a couple. And yeah, I guess maybe some regrets or things that we wish we would have done maybe differently. So our last podcast, we'll be on that, so make sure y'all check that out. For our Patreon watching live, we're actually going to film that podcast today, a little bit later today, so you all be able to catch that. But for today's episode, you want to tell them the topic?
You tell them.
Today's topic is our best of 2021.
See, I wasn't gonna word it like it, and you was gonna end up fixing it.
What were you gonna word it as?
I don't know. It was gonna come together as I said it. Right here at the back of my teeth.
You so stupid. Y'all, this is one thing that happens at the end of every time I've done a long, like,
anything.
Performance.
Yeah. Plays.
When it's all said and done.
Her body's like, all right, we kept you healthy long enough. Time to take a rest.
It's like,
immune system. I'm out.
I've had two PCR tests, so I know it's not COVID, but I was also expecting my body to be like, all right, we're done. And I'm going to tear you apart.
Pack my bags. I'm out.
Shantae said, what about top 21 of 2021? Girl, if we had these written down.
Girl, come on.
Then yes.
Going off the top of this noggin.
But it might be more like the top 6 for each of us.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, I'm going to have to go through my phone and look at photos. Like, what do I remember?
Right. Top number 1 for me You all are looking at it if you're watching this podcast on my YouTube channel, That Chick Angel TV. The purchase of my third home, our third home. This house has been a huge...
I'm glad you're doing it like it. I thought you wanted to go in chronological order. I'm like, have you lost your mind?
No. It's the biggest one for me. This was... You know how you sometimes dream of what you want, but a little piece of you doesn't know if it's possible. To be like, this is what's crazy. And we talked about this a little bit on the podcast where we mentioned that we bought a new house. Our dream was smaller for the house that we planned on purchasing after our last house. We wanted it bigger, but we were already having to compromise on the size based off of what houses were going for in the market. And we told y'all the stressful situations we were in with being outbid. This house is well out of our price range. So the size of house we got is way bigger than what we wanted initially. Mm-hmm. We wanted 3,000 square feet, which...
That I know was pushing it. We would have been ecstatic with 2,700.
Right. And I know for some of you all living like in Texas or in Midwest, the Midwest, South. Like that's not a whole lot of square foot. It's not nothing, but it's not like, oh my God. But to end up with darn near 4,000 square feet in a house that is newer than what we would ever thought we would go get.
It's a couple of square feet shorter than 4,000.
Like, most houses in California are old.
Yeah.
You getting a lot of history.
When you get that size, you usually get built in 50, mid-50s, late-50s.
Right.
You getting, where the most things out here are stucco, but you getting popcorn ceilings.
Yeah.
You getting a lot of sections in the house versus open plan. You're just getting old-school feel.
And it was definitely... Nothing but Jesus that it came together the way it did. Yeah. I don't know if I'll come up with anything better than that, but what's your next?
Number one for me, that's juggling between number one, number two. So I'll go ahead and say definitely the house. I was trying to start from January and like figure out where we were, but the house, that was April. So that's the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. The house was definitely a huge thing. And that's one of those things where if I pray about it, if I dream about it and think about it, I know it's going to come true. Mm-hmm. I know it's going to come to pass. However, while I'm doing it, it never seems like it's going to happen. And it never fails. It's always one of those things where I lose faith in it and God's like, you stupid, and gives it to me like, I told you, just be patient, because it's like right there at the breaking point of, all right, forget it. It's like he's like, all right, dumb, I'm stupid, here you go. That's how he talks to me. But that's like, just with this house, it's like we were at the point of, we don't know what we're gonna do, but we gotta figure out a plan B. And this house popped, I don't know if Angel was looking, popped up in the filter, and I was like, well, let's go look at it. And then we came look at it, it was like, let's put a bid on it. She was like, we just gonna get outbid. I was like, so? Let's put a bid on it anyway. Let's go on and insult these people and give them the asking. Now we went $100 over. When people in a market where people are going $200,000 and $300,000 over the asking price on everything that we bid, just to make us feel horrible. Not just to make us feel horrible for them to get the price, but that's what was happening. We went $100 over. Yeah. And that's all it took to get this house. So that's definitely, once again, my guy is showing me that he got me. And it don't be, like she said, what we were praying about, dreaming about, and thinking of was not this. Same with the last house. We weren't thinking we were going to get that much. We weren't asking for that much. So it's that above and beyond, abundantly, what's it called?
Exceedingly
abundantly. Over more than what we ask. And it always comes out that way. And like I said, I know this is happening with my career, it's happening in my life, but while I'm in it, I guess he wants to feel, all right, I ain't just gonna hand stuff over to you. You still need to put your work in. because that's what ends up happening. But yeah, the house is definitely up there in my top two.
Mm-hmm. Number two for me is you being at home. Nah,
you
can't. Yeah,
yeah. You taking out mine first.
No. This sounds different.
Okay.
Than what you're going to say is you being at home with the kids.
Okay.
This is not just you coming off your job, but I'll get more into it after a word from our sponsor, Monpo. Listen, y'all, we in the holiday season, and there's going to be a lot of treats and foods that are going to be calling your name, and some of us are trying not to give in to all of that. But we do want something sweet, but we also want to stay, you know, healthy. That's why I love Monpack. Monkpack contains just 1 gram of sugar, 2 to 3 grams of net carbs, and they're only 140 calories. They're gluten-free, grain-free, plant-based, and non-GMOs with no soy, trans fats, sugar alcohols, or high-intensity sweeteners. It's great for anyone that's doing a keto lifestyle, but you don't have to be doing keto. I'm not a keto type of girl to love these. They're the perfect snack for anyone who's trying to eat better or cut back on sugar and carbs without sacrificing taste. Actually, somebody who watches our podcast ran into them on the tour. Me and her were talking to each other in direct message on Instagram. And so she was saying that she had actually tried their protein bars, protein cookies as well. And I was like, oh, I've never tried those. So she actually, it was in Tampa. No. Yeah, it was Tampa. No. Mm-hmm. Tampa. No. She brought the cookies. And I tried them and they were great. And I do not like protein cookies at all. They were really, really good. But what I have tried and what I love are their keto granola bars, which I actually have one right here. Boop, boop. So good. They're chewy and soft in texture, and they come in delicious flavors like coconut cocoa chip. I don't do coconut. I'm just going to be honest right there. However, I do their peanut butter and the blueberry almond vanilla. What I love is the chewiness. Also, there is a little bit of crunch. Like, you know, when you're eating like nuts, there should be a bit of a crunch. There needs to be something.
Yeah, nuts ain't supposed to be mushy.
And they're not. So you get a little bit of both. You don't get it. It's not so hard that you about to break the cap off your tooth, but it's not so mushy that you just like, what in the processed world am I eating? They are really, really good. And it does really make you feel like you're eating healthy. So they're perfect for a quick breakfast or a snack between Zoom calls or guilt-free dessert. They taste incredible and you can't beat the low sugar nutrition they provide. And by shopping online, you can avoid another trip to the grocery store by getting Monkpack delivered right to your door. I'm obsessed with these bars and probably eat more than I should. I know Marcus does. To make sure I'm always fully stocked, or so that you can make sure you're always fully stocked, you can sign up for the subscription to your favorite flavors, which saves you 10% on every order and ships directly to you. Getting these delicious treats delivered on a regular basis can be a game changer in your effort to eat healthier. This is what we want you to do. Try it for yourself and you'll see. And we have a special deal for our listeners. Get 20% off your first purchase at any Monkpack product, of any Monkpack product by visiting monkpack.com and entering our code ARGUE at checkout. And Monkpack is so confident in their product. It's backed with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. If you don't like it for any reason, they'll exchange the product or refund your money, whichever you prefer. To get started, just go to munkpack.com and select any product, then enter the code ARGUE at checkout to save 20% off your purchase. Monkpack, delicious, nutritious food you can count on. And we thank them for sponsoring the podcast. You didn't say ARGUE the first time. And I was like,
I know, because you kept going. You didn't pause.
Oh, I did. I thought I did.
No, you did not pause. You kept on reading. Mm-hmm. Are you okay?
Mm-hmm. Am I okay?
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Okay. Are you sure? Think you want to talk about it?
No, I think I'm okay. You see how this go. Yeah, I'm fine. Are you?
I'd have been like, yeah, I'm good. I'm just making sure.
Whatever.
Switch up our communication style mid-podcast.
I did not. That was not known.
Oh, were you done?
No, I just started in my topic.
Well, go on in.
I was saying that you being at home with the kids,
mm-hmm.
You being their primary caregiver for 7 months.
And the poor kids.
Was great. It was great. Not just for them, but I really feel like it was great for you.
Yeah.
One, for you to get an understanding, a better understanding of everything that kind of goes into play of their day-to-day life. And also for you just to have a different, another added layer of a relationship with them. Like one of the things that used to always piss me off prior to the tour, years and years back, up until, was that the kids would always bypass their daddy and come and ask me a question. And it wasn't a question that he couldn't answer. It was just, they saw me.
Now we would both be like, why didn't you ask me?
They only saw me as the one being able to give to them. And I was just like, I can't take it. So, I mean, do they still, when I get home, sometimes be like, mama, can I, mama, and I have to send them to their daddy? Sometimes, but yeah, I feel like.
Sometimes it's just something that they know I'm going to say no to.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. But, yeah, so on that end, the boys getting a chance to have, add another dimension to their relationship with their dad, and you being able to be even more hands-on. And really, I feel like for a lot of dads, it's not, I don't think it's always purposeful. I won't say that dads don't want to be as involved. I'm not going, some dads don't. But I do think that societally, it has been set up for women to have to do a lot of the detailed things when it comes to their children, where the dads don't really know the details. They kind of just know the overview. So I was happy that you were finally getting to know the details because you didn't have any choice. Like, it wasn't that I wasn't trying to share the details. It would just be Marcus would, it would kind of go in one ear and out the other because he didn't have to use it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. There was, what you need me to do though.
Right. So because he was having to use it, he knew the details. He was able to then, like, you know, clue me in on things. So that made me so happy.
Yeah. So the number two for me is, or three, I don't know whatever one we on. Next one is me, and also falls into that, me stepping away from my regular 9-to-5. That was something that I wanted to do, especially toward the end, and like any career move that I've made, every career I've done, I've went to, or every job I've had, has always been an elevation from the last. Mm-hmm. Every single time. It's either started off as a lateral and quickly elevated, or an instant elevation since I was 18. Like, it's always been that way. And that's something I've always prayed for. It's like, if I know I'm about to leave, if I know I'm about to walk up out or whatever, that's something I start praying for far before that point. Mm-hmm. And the same with this. However, with this one, stepping away from my 9-to-5, it was usually in every situation, anytime I switch careers or switch a job, it's almost like God is pushing me out mm-hmm. of that position. He basically makes me extremely uncomfortable. To a point to where it's almost, what's the word? I was going to say mesmerizing, misery. What's it called? Miserable. Uh-huh. To the point of, even though they say misery is optional, pain is inevitable. But it's almost like I'm miserable. And that's him making me uncomfortable to make the right steps to get up and out. Same thing when I realized I wanted to step away from this 9-to-5. Granted, I wasn't miserable, but at the same time, it's like, I know this is not what I'm supposed to be doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
At all. So that helped me, I guess, try to get a more of an understanding of what I needed to do. But when I tell you, when it came time to leave, that was when I said it was going to be first quarter or something like that. And mm-hmm. Angel was like, no, it ain't. It's going to be later on in the year. And then when she came to me, it's like, well, actually, we're going to need you to do it a lot sooner. I'm like, hold on, wait.
It wasn't first quarter, though. It was the end of second quarter.
End of second. But I still, before she was saying it wasn't going to be that soon. Now, I would always say, no, I want it to be sooner. But then when it came up, it was still felt too soon. Uh-huh. And I was like, hold on. No, hold on. What are we doing now? But she was finally able to get me to see the light, because I was still kind of fighting it. didn't think it was possible, but then I realized, oh no, it's not only is it possible, it's what we should be doing, literally. Yeah. What we should be doing. But being able to step away from my 9-to-5, give the deuces to that whole being away from my family, because that's nothing I never look forward to, is leaving my family every single morning. My kids looking at me, it's like, Daddy, do you have to work again tomorrow? I'm like, yeah, I got to work again tomorrow, being gone all day, mentally not being able to be there the way I want to because I'm like mentally exhausted from work. And then being at home with them was also a benefit because I was able to, it was bittersweet because Angel wasn't here. So it's like I get to spend time with my kids, but I'm not getting to spend time with Angel. But at the same time, it's like it's better than me being gone all that time and mentally not checked out almost from everything. So that was definitely the heightened part of the year for me.
Number three for me is Hawaii. I got to plan our anniversary trip this year. And I surprised my husband with a trip to Honolulu, Hawaii. Mm-hmm. Oh, actually, we were in Waikiki.
Yeah, was it Waikiki?
Yeah, Waikiki. We got to stay at an amazing hotel.
Yeah.
Four Seasons. We got treated with such...
Jamie was great.
We got treated with such care by Jamie, the concierge lady. Oh my God, she just would be the best assistant ever. I can't afford her though.
We're gonna fly her to the next place. Like, y'all need to hire her while we're here.
Listen, LaShante put Jackie and started laughing. I too wanted to laugh as soon as you said
Jackie. I thought it was close, Jamie. Who's Jacqueline?
Yes, indeedy. It was really a great, it was a great time in many ways. But it was also, I feel like the first time I got to taste the fruits of my labor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have worked hard for many years. Marcus has worked hard for many years. And not to say that there haven't been some, I guess, luxuries we've afforded ourselves, like being able to buy a house, being able to, you know, have vehicles that run that aren't like pieces of crap. But as hard as I work sometimes, I'd be like, why do I still feel like I am struggling? Like, why is that what's happening? So Hawaii, one, was our first real taste into luxury. Mm-hmm. And like feeling as though the work, y'all see how much I work, how hard I work. And to feel as though all I can do is afford Target on a good day just is kind of sucks. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I wasn't, I could easily be a business administrative assistant and do well at that. I'm really good at, being on task and helping people reach their goals. I could easily do that and just put in the right amount of effort, check out when it's time to clock in, when it's time to clock in, clock out when it's time to clock out, and then be able to be at home and not focus on any of that. That is not the career I chose. I chose the career of creative, as an entrepreneur. So that means that clock in, clock out is very hazy.
There's no clock out.
So
the way you operate,
the way I operate. Yeah. Yes, I've got multiple podcasts to finish up this week in order to be like solid for the holiday season.
Yeah.
So I do.
My taste of tasting the fruits of my labor is crazy. But for me, it was granted, Hawaii was definitely one too. But being in this house, as much of work as it was, that's something that I always said I would do in everything that I do and everything that I have. I make sure that I take time to appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a vehicle, house, something that I purchased for myself, even the small stuff, that's something I always do. Like, even our old house, I told Angel, I would just go in the backyard or go to a specific room that I don't even spend a lot of time in, and I will sit down and just make sure that I appreciate that part of the house, or even being in that house. It's easy. I always feel like it's easy to ignore a lot of the things that you take for granted, but let that not be there. And you'd be like let that part of the house get ripped off. then you'd be like, I ain't never used it, but god dang, I'm missing it. So that's one thing I did frequently at our old house. I did, for even at my, we talked about the cars, like the just another example of that, like our cars, like the Expedition that we had that we hated. my pickup truck is like, that's one thing I never took for granted, is I would just go sit in the garage, raise the garage door up, and stare at that thing sitting in the driveway. It's like, yep.
Yep.
Those tires, those lug nuts, those running boards, those are mine. I pay for those. So that's something, as soon as we got this house, even though we were busy, moving in this house was crazy. Once we were in this house, moving things around to get painted and everything, leaving the house for like, we gone for 2 weeks, including Hawaii, uh-huh. coming back. Moving everything back in place, still unpacking. That's one thing that I do. I will go to every single room. I will go look at things. I will appreciate all my surroundings that I'm responsible for. Nah, that was just stemming off yours, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
Because I really was talking about Hawaii. You were just like, yeah, when I think you about the house.
I did appreciate Hawaii, too. I did the same thing. I gazed upon the sunset.
You gazed upon it. but yeah, no, being able to surprise my husband with that was a good one.
I don't know how I'm gonna up that, because I ain't started looking yet, but I'm gonna up it.
I don't know if
you know. I think I'm gonna have to go back a couple years and do one of them that fell through.
Let's see what Covina.
The hell like. With Covina. She can go straight to hell.
He's so stupid. Okay, what's your number three?
My number three is, it's been so much.
This is, Marcus's stalls be hilarious.
Yeah,
to
they
me.
Do be.
Okay. He'd be like, you know, there's so many things I Hawaii. Could say. I just.
Being able to go back home to Kentucky when we went.
Good one.
Like, that was,
Cause you were there for, were you there for 2 weeks? How long were you there? Week
I was
and a half?
In Kentucky, week and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And that's usually, it's been a long time. The last time I spent more than a week and a half, I ended up being there for 2 weeks because flights got delayed because of, no, that's not what it was. The plane ticket went up significantly if I tried to fly out earlier. And last time I was, that time when I was there for way too long. But being able to get back home, and then after the world ended and spending time there, just in Kentucky around my family, seeing the kids and they enjoy Kentucky and stuff, that was definitely a heightened part of that. And even having, you know, a few of our friends even experienced Kentucky a little bit while we were there from California.
Yeah.
That I would have to say that was one, because as y'all know, like 2020, I didn't go. 2019? No. It had been 2 years since I've been home, which is, that's never happened. So that was, and it was kind of like, it was weird. I can't remember the feeling. It was almost like I had come back for the first time after my dad passed.
Because
it had been so long, and it was just like, dang, this is rough. Let me get past this.
Yeah.
And then getting back in line of, all right, what mama need around the house? Let me go fix some stuff, or let me go visit whoever that I ain't seen in such a long time.
Yeah.
So that was definitely a plus.
Somebody put it in the chat. My number four would be, yes, sending the kids off to Kentucky. I know that my family wasn't happy about it.
That's all right.
I don't think Marcus's family was excited about it, to be honest, but I am
maybe all right.
Elated.
Yeah, that was what's
it was so good.
It was great.
Was so good having them be away from us for that amount of time.
And it was a short amount of time where Angel was on tour, they were in Kentucky, and I was here by myself. Oh, the heaven.
It was a little piece where you were still in Kentucky and I was here by myself.
Yeah. Like, wasn't that something, though?
Oh, yeah.
Not having each other around and the kids off?
I was like...
hey, I can get used to this right here.
Yes. It was beautiful.
Nah, that was different. The only thing that was off, I even said that before. The only thing that was off is I didn't like everybody being so far away. Like, Angel was in one state, kids was in one state, I was in a different state. But at the same time, I knew the kids was off with family, so I wasn't too worried. But
and it seemed like the kids really enjoyed their time in Kentucky.
It. They seemed to love it.
They seemed to really have enjoyed it. So
as they should. I'm glad they did.
We're going to try it again next year. I don't know how we're going to do it, but we're going to try it again.
Them going at the age that they're at now, them going to where I grew up specifically for the first time. And like the angel says, yeah, I know you were so proud, but I was. And then us pulling up, opening the door, and them just taking off running to play. I'm like, because they don't get that opportunity of just seeing a massive, wide open area for them to play in and ain't got to worry about traffic or somebody crazy that they don't know.
Right. I agree.
So, yeah.
Yours? That was my number four.
Number four. So we'll do five. We doing five?
We're going until we hit an hour.
Okay. Number five for me, I would have to say these trucks that we just purchased. I'm about to use that wrong, so I ain't gonna say that word. I ain't even gonna tell you what the word is. You be like, that's not where you use it. but no, I definitely can't, because that's one thing, as y'all know, I'm into cars. And that's something else. I wanted a Navigator. I ended up getting one.
Yeah.
With Angel, we thought Angel wanted the Lexus, but we realized Lexus is extremely far behind on upgrading, as they usually are.
Yes.
Infiniti is not too far behind them, but they are more up to date than Lexus is. But Angel finding something that she likes, me finding something that I already knew what I wanted or what I liked. But that was something big. And then for the reason that we ended up getting these trucks is another like a big wow for me. That's part of that, because it's like, one, our company needed to spend money.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where we're going to spend it on. Not like, we just going to splurge. That wasn't what it was. We needed to spend money, and that's what we did. So it was like, that was major. Like,
yes, it really was.
For our S Corp, for us to be able to have that established and like, all right, now we're actually making business moves right now. So that was big. I can't even put that to words.
It was huge.
Yeah. Then,
the fact we got to make these payments is even huger, but
the fact that we made one already.
Ooh, Jesus.
And then the repercussion of us getting that and not being able to have all these vehicles was like, all right, Marcus, cause I would have held on to my pickup truck and been fine. But our family cannot comfortably fit in the truck that I had. So then being able to get my truck, it was like, this happened a lot sooner than what I was expecting.
Yeah, his truck is really nice. Really, really nice.
I loved it. Angel's is nice too. But mine is nice. It's not nicer. It's all relative.
My fifth and final top of 2021 was the tour. I completely forgot. Denora reminded me. I said in 2019 that I wanted to go on tour. I don't think I thought it was going to look like this. But I did say I wanted to go on tour. I wasn't sure if it was going to be like the mom show me and Alicia had tried to work on, or if it was going to be more of a like, is this going to cause an argument, sit down and chat type of deal. But I had said I want to go on tour. Completely forgot about it. Denora brought it to my recollection. Then Kevin asking me, and me being brave enough or stupid enough to say yes, and then having my husband agree and reluctantly, but agree nonetheless, and be in a place in his life that he could switch his roles in our family, was nothing short of just a huge blessing. And I learned so much about myself, so much about business, my value. Just, it was a lot. It was a lot. I can't wait to go into it in our next podcast, but I'm grateful. I gave Kevin a hard time because he did bamboozle me and made me think that the tour wasn't going to be that extensive. And then it was the most extensive thing I've ever been a part of. But I will say that I'm glad I did it. And it was hard on me. It was hard on my family, the boys. They would be like, "You leaving already?" And that would break my heart. Marcus and I both would be missing each other. And he's not the best when it comes to phone conversations. So we'd be struggling because I would need some.
I'd be trying, but yeah, we'd be struggling.
Struggle bus. But I'm glad I did it. I am. It was a great experience. And the biggest thing being I got to meet y'all. I got to meet all of y'all. And that was important to me.
Yeah, no, that was big, actually. It's always crazy to me getting the reaction that y'all be giving. I was in the Atlanta show. I'll just hit on that real quick. And I stepped out because Angel's stepdad was going to be there. So she was like, "Could you do me a favor, see if he's out there?" So I stepped out to see if he was there. And I thought the lights were already off because the door we were stepping out of, you know, when people come out, unless you're sitting right by the door, I don't think you could tell who it was. But I stepped through the door and the lights were still on. And I just heard a bunch of people say, "Tate, Mark." And I was like, "Oh." So like I spoke and, you know, waved to everybody. I'm like, "Why am I doing this?" Because it's like, y'all don't care about me. I'm here to see them. But that was shocking. So I waved and everything and, you know, talked to a couple people and then went back. And I was like, that was a lot. And I think, I don't know if it was Melissa or Victory. I don't know. One of them was like, "What just happened?" I was like, "I just stepped out there." But that was good to see y'all and meet y'all. And then my number six was actually starting our escort. That was big. That was the like final, that was like the final thing to making to me solidifying that this was the right move to make. I already knew it was the right move. I just didn't know what that looked like as far as me stepping away from my 9-to-5, starting our S Corp and like literally getting the tax ID number and setting down with the bank and then setting up accounts and, you know, talking to the CPA and making everything legit. And now, you know, I'm going to find out eventually. I'm sure I'm doing something wrong with this whole thing, because me and Angel actually have legitimate roles that we're doing. So, you know, learning about those roles and everything. But starting that S Corp is just like, okay, we have an actual company now that's like we are legitimately a company. And, you know, to the point to, you know, employees, plural. And it was like, okay, so that was big. That was significant. And that was something we talked about doing it, but then for one, Angel being on tour, I think we kicked that off, started that process probably. I think it may have been before I walked. I know we talked about it last year in 2020. We may have kicked that off before Angel went on tour, but then everything got so busy. So once it finally got up and going, and we got time to go to the bank and sit down and send off everything that we needed to send off and get back and sign and all that crap. That didn't happen until toward the, you know, the latter end of the year. But having it done and it actually happening, like we sitting there and this is like, I remember we were sitting there looking like, this is actually a thing now. Like, this is crazy. So that's my number six. I don't know if it's 5, 6, or 7 or whatever. But that's one for me. Angel had to take a really important phone call. But yeah, y'all. So let us know what your big, big moments were in your top 5, top 6 in 2021, 2020 junior, as some people call it, me mainly. I was about to end it.
Oh, sorry. Well, let's end it together. Yeah. We are going to jump up off of here.
So, like I was saying, let us know what your big moments were in 2021.
Like I said, meeting y'all was amazing. Y'all were sweet.
Yeah. But y'all, we off that. You too late now.
Anyway, we will talk to you all again one more time before the end of the year. and then we gonna be ghosts until the beginning of the year. So you all will see us soon after that. but we love you guys. Thank you for rocking with us, and thank you for being a huge part of our 2021. Until next time, make sure you all check out Monk Pack and Every Plates. Use our promo codes and our URL so they know that we sent y'all there. And you join our Patreon so that we can talk to you as well.
Absolutely.
At patreon.com/thatchickangel. Until next time.
Y'all have a good one, fam.
Bye!